Federal health authorities say multiple clusters of COVID-19 in Melbourne's suburbs aren't yet a second wave of the virus. But they're labelling the outbreaks a genuine concern, with more than 80 cases reported over the weekend. It comes as a testing blitz continues across suburban hotspots. Rhett Burney reports.
With stay-at-home orders and suburban lockdowns still on the table for now, Victoria is relying on a testing blitz to try to contain several coronavirus clusters in Melbourne. It's a mammoth task that relies on thousands of workers, among them scores of paramedics who are volunteering their time.
So this is sort of out of the norm, but they are volunteering, they are putting their hand up to do it because, as one paramedic said recently to me, anything they can do that sort of brings this whole thing, the whole COVID pandemic, to a conclusion, the better it is for everyone.
That's the Victorian Ambulance Union Secretary, Danny Hill. As Victoria tries to prevent further transmission within the community, Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, said the case numbers are of genuine concern. But he has this important caveat.
This is not a second wave, and we hope that we do not come to the position of having a second wave of infections occurring within Australia. What we're seeing happening in Victoria is exactly what was planned when we have outbreaks occurring across the country with the immediate increase in the testing.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, spoke on RN Breakfast a short time ago.
I think it's a genuine challenge now. I think we're right, we're right at the edge in terms of being able to manage it. And we know that as 3/4 of the country goes back to normal way of living, that it becomes even more challenging to tell people that it's not the same here and that they've got to go on with a more constrained life in terms of how they interact socially and what they get involved in and how businesses need to keep the reins on things.
Although Victoria's infection spike is mainly occurring in ethnically diverse and lower socioeconomic areas of Melbourne, Premier Daniel Andrews says COVID-19 does not discriminate. Associate Professor Rebecca Wicks agrees. She's the director of the Monash University Migration and Inclusion Centre.
The reality is this is a human problem. This isn't a migrant problem. This isn't something that is exacerbated by being someone of an ethnic minority. It's just simply not true.
But she says some communities are at a higher risk of contracting the virus.
This isn't a problem with migrant populations and with migrant families. This is a virus that's highly contagious. And when you're living in very densely populated spaces and those populated spaces have lots of migrants, then of course you're going to have migrants who are going to contract and spread. It's unavoidable.
That's Associate Professor Rebecca Wicks from Monash University, ending Rhett Burney's report.